When dependent visas are issued to the spouses of foreign national principal visa holders, employment visa holders, the basis of the grant of the dependent visa is effectively family reunion on the strength of the sponsoring spouse being able to support the dependent by conceptually putting a roof over his or her head or food on his or her table. And once the dependent visa has been granted, the holder is automatically availed of the privilege to work or join in a business or study, or in fact undertake any kind of lawful activity in Hong Kong without any limitation. So where you have a situation such that the spouse that's holding the employment visa is decided that they want to leave Hong Kong, not continue to live in Hong Kong with their spouse, whether the relationship has ended or not, irrespective of that. Effectively, the dependent visa holder, from a technical perspective, no longer has the prevailing conditions in play in relation to dependency and family reunion. That said, the reality is that the Immigration Department, if you notified them of these change in your circumstances, which nobody ever does, they would simply write back to you and thank you for the letter, stating that they had noted the contents, and then advising that you would be allowed to remain in Hong Kong until your current limit of stay expires, in this case 2014, whereupon you'd be expected to leave. And naturally enough, because your spouse wouldn't be in a position to have an employment visa extension himself, your dependent visa could not be extended, so your ability to remain in Hong Kong on the dependent visa basis would have expired, and so you would have to leave. So then the questions begged as to what will happen to you between now and the expiry of your current limit of stay. Well, yes, anything that you wish to do is perfectly lawful, so you can go out and look for work and take up that work, knowing that at the point where your visa expires, you're not going to be lawfully employable any longer. So it would mean involve a conversation with your existing employer, if you do have a job by that time, about a couple of months before your current limit of stay is due to expire, to see what their appetite is to allow you to be sponsored by them to carry on doing the work that you had been doing. But it's important to note that in the process of making that application to adjust your dependent visa to take up employment under an employment visa for your current employer, the approvability tests of special skills, knowledge and experience of value to are not readily available in Hong Kong will apply. But in my experience, if you are converting from a dependent visa to an employment visa predicated on a job that you're already doing, 9 times out of 10, the Immigration Department, whilst they apply the approvability test, do look at the application favourably. On the other hand, if you're looking at joining the workforce towards the end of your current limit of stay and then making your application to the Immigration Department to take up an employment with a new employer that you haven't yet started to work for, then the department will look at your application in many ways as though the approvability test was hard and fast against you. That is, that they wouldn't look at the situation with a favourable set of eyes. They just simply apply the approvability test to those circumstances, like they would to, for example, a visitor who would be applying to adjust his or her status through to take up employment. That is, a non-resident applying for an employment visa. So there's definitely an advantage to getting an early employment if you don't already have one. As the time comes close to you getting to a point where your dependent visa is going to expire, navigate the labyrinth of the adjustment from dependent to employment. In my experience, in those circumstances, you should be able to make your adjustments to an employment visa accordingly. Assuming, of course, that the employment is for the type of employment that is deemed to be professional under the general employment policy.